this. Okay, we learned already, we discussed that Shivasa B'Tammuz, five bad things happened. Okay, the first thing that happened was when I want to discuss a little bit at greater length, especially the first one, the Shivasa B'Tammuz, breaking the Luchis. When the Yidden were in the Midbar, so Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, the Torah was given on the 6th of Sivan. So on the 7th of Sivan, according to the Chachamim, which is the Halacha, Moshe Rabbeinu went up again to Har Sinai in the morning, and he told the Jews, 40 days later, I'm coming back. Now what happened was, the Jews thought that the first day is counted as the first day. But the problem was, when Moshe Rabbeinu said 40 days, he meant 40 full days. And therefore, because he went up to Har Sinai in the morning, that day wasn't counted. It's not like a bris that the day you're born counts, you know. So the Jews made a cheshbon, according to their calculation, the 40 days was up on the 16th of Tammuz. 16th of Tammuz, the Satan got already in the way and started telling the Jews, you know, what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu? He's not coming down. He said he was going to come down in 40 days. We don't know what happened to Moshe Rabbeinu. They came to Aaron and they said, you know, we need to build an ego. We need to have another leader instead of Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron tried stalling them. He told them, go bring the jewelry from your wives to make the golden calf. Aaron knew the women were righteous. They're not going to give the jewelry. The Pasuk says the men took off their own jewelry. They brought it to Aaron. Aaron HaKohen took the gold, threw it into the fire, and he was hoping just to melt the gold. But they started with the black magic and the witchcraft that they had. According to one opinion in the Medrash, that what did the magicians do, the Jewish black magician from the Eder Vra primarily. So it says that when the Yidden were leaving Mitzrayim, so Moshe Rabbeinu, I mean, the brothers promised Yosef they're going to take his bones out. But nobody knew where the bones were. Where were the bones of Yosef buried? They didn't know. So they went, Moshe Rabbeinu went to Sarach Bas Asher. Asher's daughter, Sarach Bas Asher, was the only one alive from those days. Okay? And there's two opinions in the Gemara where she told him. One is that they put him in a coffin in the Nile River and it sunk to the bottom. And Moshe Rabbeinu came to the Nile, this is what the Gemara says, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, listen, bones of Yosef, we know we promised you we're going to take your bones out. The time has come for the Jews to go out of Mitzrayim. Either come up, or if you don't come up and show yourself, we're freed from our oath. So according to one opinion of Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on a piece of paper, Ali Shor, Shor come up. Now Yosef was called Bechor Shoder. Yosef was likened to the Shor. So Moshe Rabbeinu wrote on a piece of paper or a plaque, whatever, Ali Shor, he put it onto the Nile and the bones of Yosef came up. One of these bad people grabbed that piece of paper or the plaque, whatever it was. When Aaron threw the gold into the river, into the Nile, into the fire, whoever it was, the black magicians took that piece of paper, Ali Shard, threw it into the fire, and with witchcraft, they made that the baby calf, the eagle, came out. So when that happened, Aaron said to the people, he saw that witchcraft was, evil was too successful here. So Aaron said to the people, you know what? Chag LaShem Bacham. Let's wait until tomorrow. We'll celebrate tomorrow. It's the end of the day already. Let's celebrate. Sleep on it. We'll come tomorrow. When it came to the next day, Aaron was hoping that Moshe Rabbeinu would be back by then. But Lepreo, when Moshe Rabbeinu came back in the middle of the sixth hour. Okay, so then already the Jews, it was too late, the Jews made the golden calf. So Moshe Rabbeinu was coming down from Har Sinai. And he said, he saw the Jews making a commotion. He says to Yeshua, what's going on? Bottom line is, Moshe Rabbeinu came and broke the Luchis.
Did
everybody
see that he broke
the Luchis? Every Yisrael, it says.
I mean, how did 3 million people see a person throw a piece or 2 pieces of...
They saw in Har Sinai, the same way they heard... Let me ask you a question. When Moshe Rabbeinu spoke to all the Jews, they all heard?
Yeah.
How? Microphone. PA system. Text. Obviously, that's not the, that's the least, that's the least of the miracle problems. What happened? One second. So now, what happened with the Luchis? So different Medrashim, what happened, how did Moshe Rabbeinu broke the Luchis? One opinion says, he actually threw down the Luchis. Why did he throw down the Luchis? So it says, because the Torah says about one mitzvah, Korban Pesach. Ben Necher, whoever worships idols, cannot be part of the Korban Pesach. He said, to get all the Luchis from the Jews worshiping the idols, you can't. So he broke the Luchis. Another opinion, Rashi quotes, why did Moshe Rabbeinu break the Luchis? Because he gives an example of the prince, the son of the king, got married. And right after the wedding, he committed adultery. So the king was very angry. He didn't know what to do. He was going to have to punish his son. So a friend of the king came and ripped up the marriage contract. As if to say he was never married. If he was never married, he didn't commit adultery. So the same thing it says in the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the luchos are being broken and the Jews are sinning. So Moshe, what is Hashem going to say? We just got married at Matan Torah, and now already 40 days later, you're marrying another idol? Come on. So Moshe Rabbeinu broke the marriage contract as if to say the Jews, they didn't do anything wrong. Hashem thanked Moshe Rabbeinu for breaking. That's one opinion how it broke. He actually threw him down. Another opinion of Medrash says, the Luchis were a very heavy stone. The sapphire stones. Mamish weighed a ton. And six tvachim. Six tvachim, made six tvachim. Anyway, so it says that they were held up in the air, so to speak, by this power of Hashem in it. The Kedush of Hashem actually lifted the Luchis. When the Jews sinned in the eagle, the power of Hashem left the Luchis and it was pushing too heavy, so Moshe Rabbeinu dropped him. The more accepted opinion is actually he broke him, he threw him down and broke him. So it says, like in today's Yom Yom, that yes, the first luchos was much greater than the second luchos, but now that the first luchos is broken, we got the second luchos, so now we have Medrash and Sifra and Sifri and a lot of other commentaries on the Gemara. So that's what basically happened when Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai, he broke the luchos. Now Moshe Rabbeinu at the time didn't know that Hashem's going to give him a second chance to make new luchis. But it's an interesting thing. Rashi brings this down in the Aseres Hadibros. Moshe Rabbeinu, what we read in the Kriya today of the fast day, where Moshe Rabbeinu is arguing with Hashem that you have to forgive the Jewish people. So it says that when in the Ten Commandments, what does it say? Anechi Hashem Elokecha. I am God, you God, singular. Singular. So Moshe Rabbeinu said to God, why are you writing it singular? It should be on Anecha Hashem Elokeichem, plural. I mean, Jews got. So Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu, I swear you won't complain after long. You're going to understand what I did. When the Jews sinned in the eagle, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to Hashem, 1 minute. You didn't tell the Jews they can't worship idols. You told me, singular, Anechi Hashem Elokecha, I am God, your God. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, I'm God, your God. So this is how Moshe Rabbeinu found an opening that Hashem himself gave him, to find an opening in the Jewish people that Hashem said, Moshe Rabbeinu said to God, what do you want for the Jews? You said, told it to me, I can't worship idols. You never told it to the nation. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was arguing with Hashem, and it's interesting, the Rebbe brings down in many sikhs, Moshe Rabbeinu loved the Jews so much. Can you imagine how bad the Jews stooped? How low the Jews stooped with this? 40 days after Matan Torah, they make black magic. They make an eagle and everything together. And yet, Moshe Rabbeinu defended the Jews. Moshe Rabbeinu defended the Jews to say, God, that's not what you know, you never gave it to them. You only gave it to me. Okay.
So, treated as if it was given to us.
Yeah, but apparently it was given to us. Okay, next. Okay, that's open. Okay. Another thing that happened, Shivasa B'Tammuz, many years later, was that the city of the walls of Yerushalayim were broken through. Now, in the Pasuk in Yirmiyah, says that the first Beis HaMikdash, they broke through the walls on the 9th of Tammuz. On the 9th of Tammuz. The second Beis HaMikdash, they broke through on the 17th of Tammuz. So simply, why do we celebrate Shivasa B'Tammuz, not the 9th of Tammuz, if they broke through the walls of the first Beis HaMikdash on the 9th of Tammuz? So Taisus explains, because for us, the second Beis HaMikdash is more at home than the first Beis HaMikdash. So therefore, we do it for the second Beis HaMikdash, because that's what really hit us harder now. But in Yerushalmi, it says, and Taisus brings down the Yerushalmi in the Gemara of Rosh Hashanah, that the first Beis HaMikdash, they also broke through the wall on the 17th of Tammuz. The Navi says the 9th. Yirmiyahu Navi, that means the Nevuah that says the 9th. So it says that the Jews had so many problems from all the tragedies that happened, they lost count of the days. So even though, Taisus says, even though that Hashem knew the right date, that it was the 17th of Tammuz, and the Navi knew it was 17th of Tammuz, but he said the fact that the Jews suffered and the Jews thought it was the 9th, leave it at the 9th. But the reality is, according to Yerushalmi, that they actually broke through the walls of the first Beis HaMikdash, also on Shivasa B'Tammuz. One more interesting point before we go to Ma'ariv, and that is, first Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Tisha B'Av. Second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed Tisha B'Av. Yes? During the second Beis HaMikdash, did they fast on Tisha B'Av or not? Did they fast on Tisha B'Av during the second Beis HaMikdash? Because they had the second Beis HaMikdash. Did they fast on Tisha B'Av or not? So it's a very interesting argument between the Rambam and Me'iri. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayos of in Rosh Hashanah. And the Me'iri, one opinion says they fasted Tisha B'Av, even during the first. And the second one said, no, they didn't fast Tisha B'Av during the second. Whatever. Machat Shinus Ramayta Mamecha Beba Mayim Kim Shivala Agal Teira Vachanan Kashi Merot Gid Bochum Zak Sof Vikachibol Ham Tervet Shinamad Dino Chavetzuman Tzidko Yagdol Teira